What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. Now, we can all breathe a sigh of relief. Ronald Acuña Jr. and the Braves got some great news yesterday. Ronald's injury is not a torn Achilles. It is a grade one right calf strain.
I know that some of the thought process, and we kind of talked about it yesterday, about how, you know, calf strains, especially when you look at the NBA playoffs and things that happened down the stretch in the NBA last year, it's like you get really worried about those guys stressing those injuries. I don't know that that can be made a blanket, and I know that there was some back and forth yesterday about, hey, should he play, should he not play? I think we were all in agreement earlier that probably should. There's just no rush, right? There's just no rush to come back at any point. You're not currently, as it sits, shockingly, in any kind of pennant race.
Ronald Acuña Jr. should not play until he is fully healthy again this season.
No.
That's the fact. Saying he should not play again this rest of this season, if indeed he is at some point healthy during it, is ridiculously ignorant, because he will abso-freaking-lutely go play in winter ball, as he does every year that he's healthy to do it. And unless you stop him from playing in winter ball, don't tell me that he can't go play for the team that is paying him handsomely, much more than he gets paid to play winter ball. And you know why he plays winter ball? Because he loves it. And that's what he wants to do. And I have no issues with it. But he should not play until he's healthy. I don't want people to take that out of context. Till he's healthy, he does not play. But if he's healthy again before the season is over, I have no issue with him playing, especially knowing that he'll play in winter ball.
Now, of course, Acuña was the main headline yesterday, but the Braves did lose yesterday to the Royals 1-0 in the 10th inning, and they did lose the series. And it was just one swing for the Royals in that 10th inning. One swing, home run, done.
You know what I couldn't help but crack up about, Bo? The fact that your four or five guys, I'm sorry, that got hits yesterday was Yerkes and Profar, Michael Harris, Ozzie Albies, and Nick Allen. And then you add in Trick Baldwin as he pinch hits. I was like, yeah, that's been the roadmap so far this year. You know, those guys getting hits. That's been exactly what we needed for this team. It's just it just cracks you up at this point, man. You can't help but laugh through the pain.
Joey Wentz went 6 2/3 and gave up, I think, two hits. I mean, he was the longest outing of his career. So, it's unbelievable that Joey Wentz did that. And there's so many numbers I can give you, though. But they're 4-11 in rubber games. They are, they're 2 in their last 9. Essentially, they're 4-12 in rubber games. It's the numbers of them. I'll give you this stat real quick before Allie gets to the next story. If they are tied or behind after 6 innings, the numbers are absolutely dreadful, including behind after 8 innings. They're 1-49 this season.
Yeah, clutch hitting. Not a factor for the Braves this year.
No. Well, the Braves did acquire right-handed pitcher Tyler Kinley yesterday from the Rockies in exchange for minor league pitcher Austin Smith. And De Los Santos has been designated for assignment. Now, the Braves head to Cincinnati today, and it is trade deadline day, so we'll see what happens before that kicks in at 6 o'clock.
No, they were able to get for Montero, they were able to get a guy named Jim Jarvis, infielder, double A. He's kind of a utility guy, but it's just you got something for nothing.
Well, and that's the thing is I saw a lot of people complaining about trades for the Braves and what's this pitcher worse? It doesn't matter. You have to have people on the roster that you can finish the season with. All right, so it doesn't really matter what you think about said starting pitcher or reliever they're trading for. They don't really have anybody else. You have to have people that can kind of go with the team. Speaking of which, Carlos Carrasco probably on the bump tonight.
So, speaking of the trade deadline, there are a lot of moves happening all across the league. Phillies got their closer by trading for the Twins' Joan Duran. Mets add to their bullpen and trade for the Cardinals' Ryan Helsley. Cubs acquired Mike Soroka from the Nationals for two prospects. And the Mariners are finalizing a trade for Diamondbacks' Eugenio Suarez. Do you guys think Ozuna remains with the Braves after 6 o'clock today? Are we going to see something happen?
I can't imagine why he would.
I don't know. It depends on who. There's a lot of factors. If you know what somebody's willing to give you for him, and if it's something that like maybe like you said, Mike, that gives you something to finish the season with, or gives you something like a Jim Jarvis that can just be a utility infielder for next season and a cheap option that you can go do something else. I mean, other than Nacho, I don't think they had a utility infielder in their double or triple A team. So maybe. You know, Iglesias and Pierce Johnson are guys I think could be moved as well. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Who knows? Eugenio Suarez is interesting. The guy's he's got a heavy bat, man. I think he's got like 36 home runs already this year. So him and that lineup with the big dumper can be interesting.
I did wake up to the push notification from like 2:20 a.m. on my phone that that Suarez had been dealt. So that is curious. I always wonder when the players get those phone calls. Right. It's like, oh, man, that's not good. That's the middle of the night.
Yeah, that was pretty early in the morning. Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting leading up to 6 o'clock, seeing what happens there. But right now, it is time for Mike and Bo to start yelling their own names.
Let's go.
Yes, it is Throwback Thursday trivia. Today we are going with a Falcons theme because we are at Falcons training camp. Now, last week, Mike pulled ahead for the season. It is now 5-4. We'll see if Bo's Falcons knowledge, which there is a vast knowledge there.
This is Bo's wheelhouse.
The season. When is this playoffs?
That's right. When does the bracket start?
I haven't quite calculated that yet. We'll figure it out as we go.
We can add in people that have competed, like Dylan and Abe and Grant.
But the wild card.
Just leave Braves out of it.
I was going to say, we'll start doing like Steak does buy or sell. We'll just start going to the phone lines.
All right. You guys know the rules. Your name is your buzzer. And if you buzz in, I will not finish the question.
Okay.
Everyone realize that?
All right. I love that rule.
Here we go. Who was the Falcons head coach before Arthur Smith?
Bo.
Yes.
Dan Quinn.
That is correct. All right. Which former Falcons wide receiver was known as Jet?
Bo. Julio Jones.
That is correct. It is 2-0. Bo is in the lead. What college did Matt Ryan play football at? I heard Mike on that one.
Boston College.
All right. That is correct. It is 2-1. Okay, what year did the Falcons move into Mercedes-Benz?
I think he got it.
I think Bo got it on that one.
It was 2017.
Okay, that is correct. I love that Gordon looked at me like, I don't know.
that's your problem.
Okay, which Falcons player was drafted number 4 overall in the 2021?
Kyle Pitts.
That is correct. It is 4-1.
My brain is not functioning early this morning.
What year were the Falcons founded?
Bo. Ooh. 1966 was the first season.
That is correct.
I knew I was going to get beat, but this is starting to get ugly.
Who was the Falcons' opponent in their first ever Super Bowl appearance?
Bo. That's Bo.
It was the Denver Broncos.
That is correct. It is now 6-1. Bo is in the lead. Which Falcon holds the franchise record for most yards?
Bo.
Yeah.
It is, I believe, Gerald Riggs.
Okay. Got that. Do you have any idea how many?
At this point, I want to see if he can run the table. I'm just sitting
okay.
Out. Yeah, at this point, I'm like, go ahead and run the table.
I can't tell you the exact number. It's got to be around 7,000, 8,000 or something like that.
It was 6,631.
Okay,
so do you know who comes in second for most rushing yards?
Probably Michael Turner.
That is correct. That was 6,081
yards. Dylan, get ready
yards.
To do the clap track, the crowd.
I still want you to ring in as soon as you know it, okay?
Hey, I'm playing it. I don't want to beat. I don't want to beat him. I want to destroy him.
I want you to run the table. Like, I'm just genuinely like, I want to see if he can run the table.
She'll get
so I might
me.
Put
She'll,
the pressure.
She's always got a way to get me, so.
At this point, it is 8-1.
Yeah. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, so what offensive lineman played in 18 games, started one, and is now a compelling radio host?
Bo. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson.
That is correct.
I don't even know if those stats are correct.
Well, they came
you
from Dylan.
You definitely played
so.
In 18 games.
I know. I think I played way more than 18. I hope I did. I don't know. Maybe not.
Which NFC South rival do the Falcons have the longest standing rivalry?
Yep. It would be the Saints.
Okay. It is now 10-1.
Are you even trying at this point? Or?
Oh, yeah.
You're drinking water while she's answering questions.
No, I'm telling you. I'm genuinely curious to see if you can run the table. Look, man, I bow down to your Falcons now.
There's no doubt.
You grew up a Falcons fan. I was a Johnny-come-lately in terms of this.
I've played contests with people before where they bailed on me in the middle of them.
No, man, I'm not bailing. I'm just – you're doing it. Go ahead.
Which Falcons linebacker was named Defensive Rookie of the Year in 2016?
Bo, it's Deion Jones.
That is correct. That's 11-1.
You don't have to keep score anymore. I think we're good. I think we're solid.
But I brought a piece of paper and a pen.
I have known mostly, just for the record. I did not know the Gerald Riggs one, and I would have probably guessed on when the Falcons were founded. That's the only two I haven't known, period.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. What pick did the Falcons use to draft Bijan Robinson?
Mike. Oh.
Mike.
Number 8.
That is correct.
I was going to say, we asked Terry about that the other day.
Glad you got that one.
11-2.
Just got to keep the pressure on, man. I knew you'd know that one.
Which former Falcons coach also led the Seattle Seahawks?
Bo.
Go ahead, Bo.
Jim Mora Jr.
That is not correct.
Oh, are you going with Dan Quinn?
That is it.
Okay.
Yes, led them to a Super Bowl appearance.
I was going to say, that's kind of a little caveat there, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Which Falcons kicker is known for hitting a 54-yard game? Yep.
Morton Anderson.
No.
It's Matt Bryant.
No, it's not.
What?
Which Falcons kicker is known for a 54-yard game winner in New Orleans in 2023?
Oh, that's Younghoe.
That is correct, but you both got that wrong.
Yeah.
What's the name of the Falcons mascot?
Bo.
Mike. Freddie.
That is correct.
Freddie what?
The Falcon.
Which Falcons defensive back led the team in interceptions?
Mike. Jesse Bates.
That is correct.
I should have gone throwback on Bowman, like Thomas Decoud.
It is now 11-5. Mike, you're kind of catching up here.
No.
Who was the Falcons starting quarterback before Matt Ryan took over?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Well, you have three.
I was going to say.
It was Joey Harrington, Byron Leftwich, and Chris Redmond.
Whoa. Make him use one.
Yeah, you got to use one.
Well, technically it would have been Chris Redmond. He was the last one. He was the last starting quarterback.
Louisville all-time leading passer Chris Redmond. Put some respect on his name.
He started the last game before. You can't say Michael Vick because Vick was 2006. It was a whole season.
Do not say Michael Vick because you are wrong on that one if that's what your answer
that's
is.
That's not what I have.
Okay.
I have.
I'm going to go with Joey Arrington.
Okay. So you're saying?
I'm the very last one before him that started the last week of the 2007 season, I'm pretty positive, was Chris Redmond.
Okay. And you're saying?
Joey Arrington started week one that year, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what I wondered.
But that's
if she's
not
going.
The last starting quarterback.
I mean, I agree.
There were two after him.
Okay, now spit out who it is.
I have Joey Harrington.
There you go. I just figured it was probably week one starter.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to follow a protest flag with that question. I'm going to Grant McCauley.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
The good thing is it's not that we didn't know the answer, right? We had it blanketed from all ends.
So. Definitely Grant. I'm going to phone to Grant McCauley.
All right, which Falcons player returned a 102-yard kickoff for a touchdown in 2022? We talked about him yesterday, I believe.
I'm going to say
I don't know.
Bo, and I'm going to go with D. Alford. But
no.
I think I'm wrong there.
Yeah, you are.
Who was the
2022 returner?
I know this one.
Go ahead, Dylan.
It's Cordell Patterson.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot about that. That was the record breaker, too.
Man,
that was when he broke the record on.
That was so dumb.
Who is the Falcons' all-time leader in receiving touchdowns?
Bo. Roddy White.
That's correct. All right, so that is 12-6.
I wasn't even going to say Julio.
Well, Julio didn't score.
I know.
I think he only scored like 66.
I know.
Where did the Falcons play before the Georgia Dome was built?
Yeah. It was at Turner. It was at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium.
That is correct. You almost messed that up.
I almost tried to go. I had to go back to the stadium.
All right, I have two more. We can get to them real fast.
All right.
Which Falcon was known for his signature Dirty Bird touchdown?
Bo.
Go ahead, Bo.
Well, I know even though he didn't create it because O.J. Santiago did, it's Jamal Anderson.
That is correct. All right, and what Falcons offensive lineman had multiple Pro Bowls since 2019?
Bo, it's Chris Lindstrom.
Yeah, that's correct. All right, so that was 15-6. Mike, I'm sorry.
I was only stumped on like three questions, which I feel good about, but I knew that that was going to be in his wheelhouse. Look, and I know that this is going to be earth-shattering. I didn't grow up a Falcons fan, all right? I just happened to be drafted here, and now I bleed the red and black.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it is what it is. Bo, on the other hand, he's been with this squad, man. He's been here.
From day one. So congratulations, Bo. You have tied it up for the season. Coming up next, we've got some audio from Raheem Morris you need to hear, and we're going to talk about everything Atlanta Falcons training camp related. That is next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.